This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, here we go. 9:33, 27 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior writer. He used to be the LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Good to talk to you, Ross. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about your story here at Yahoo.com. It's a money game now, how LSU is going to use NIL to keep up in ever-evolving college football world. Boy, it's like you can look at this from the higher level, which is the house settlement and what happens after that. Then you can look at it from the LSU level and how they're handling all of that. How you want to go here, Ross? You want to start with the house settlement and salary caps? Or I don't know, man. This is complicated stuff. You tell me.
Yeah, it definitely is complicated. I think to understand the LSU piece, you have to understand the house settlement and what it is and the revenue sharing concept that's coming to college athletics. And so I'll start there. I mean, basically, you know, the NCAA has been sued for years and years and has lost a lot of these lawsuits. And a lot of these lawsuits have been about providing more compensation to athletes. And I think they're tired of losing those lawsuits, so they decided to settle the latest one. And that's the House case. It's actually got two more cases involved in it. And the settlement is kind of two parts. You know, one part is back damages. So $2.8 billion in back pay will go to former athletes who are owed NIL money, basically, before NIL was legal. And then the forward pay is what we're really talking about and what we spent time on that story about, which is it basically just abolishes the NCAA's rules around paying players, and it permits schools to pay players. And there's a salary cap as part of the settlement agreement. $20.5 million each school will have in year one. That figure will rise. It's got escalators. So year one, it's $20.5 million that each school will have to spend on their athletes. And that will start July 1, along with a new enforcement entity that will police all deals outside of school payments. So athletes can still strike commercial and endorsement deals outside of the school and earn more money than what the school pays them. So in a way, the school can exceed the salary cap if their athletes generate for their athletes more money outside of the cap. So that's kind of how it works. You know, the LSU piece of this, our story was mainly about how LSU has raised all this money. You know, in between $10 and $15 million is kind of a floating figure over the last few months to front load to athletes before the settlement gets implemented on July 1, before the new enforcement entity is implemented. So it's, you know, a lot of schools are doing this. I would say most of the power conferences are front loading, and that just means paying players before July 1, paying them a lot, right? Shifting some of these contract payments that are like annual contracts where you get paid over a year, and probably 80% of the payments are coming before July 1. So that's front loading the contract. And they're doing that to kind of, for two reasons, to avoid the new enforcement entity that's going to be more strict, but also to give flexibility to their revenue share in the years following, right? If they front load all this money now, they can use the rev share and push that money next year when they have that. So it is all complicated. But the bottom line of the story is LSU has raised a lot of money very quickly to position themselves in the long term to pay their players more and stay competitive.
So when we talk about front loading, what I hear is it's the wild, wild west right now. There are no rules. Front load, prepay as much as you possibly can before whatever rules there are kick into place and kick into effect or whatever it is. And then even those rules are kind of flexible because you got a salary cap, but NIL money is separate and distinct. Accurate or not?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, the front loading concept, you know, if you pay out your 2025 roster, if you pay 80% out to them before July 1, then, you know, starting on July 1, you have a fresh $20.5 million through June 2026 to spend on your roster and on your 2026 roster. Because you've already paid your 2025 through the front loading, or a big portion of your 2025 through the front loading, so it gives you some flexibility. It stretches your revenue share figures, your dollar further, is what it does. And a lot of schools, like I said, a lot of schools are doing it. LSU's not the only one. A lot of schools are doing it even more, right, than LSU. LSU estimates to spend $10 to $12 million probably this spring in front loading money to their 2025 roster. I think there's some schools spending upwards to $16 to $18 million before July 1 arrives.
Somebody texted in and said they're still paying kids under the table to cheat the salary cap. Somebody texted that in. But to be clear, nobody's paying anybody under the table. There are, for all intents and purposes, no rules now, so you can do whatever you want. Yeah. Accurate?
Yeah, there's no reason to pay anybody under the table anymore, right? Now, there will be reason to do it starting potentially on July 1 if you want to exceed the cap and cannot come up with legitimate NIL deals for your athletes to exceed the cap, then the only other way to exceed the cap would be to pay players outside of the school secretly. So we could history repeats itself, right? So we could see that starting again, we could see players under the new kind of salary cap, revenue share concept, to be paid under the table. I think most schools, before they would do that, they would try to find real NIL deals from their athletes. You know, this new enforcement entity that's starting will have a clearinghouse. We've written exhaustively about it. And it's going to be stricter on booster payments for NIL. So it's got to be real NIL. It's got to be real endorsement commercial deals that athletes are signing in order for it to pass this clearinghouse. And that's part of why, right, schools are front-loading too. Before the new enforcement entity arrives July 1, you get all this money out that doesn't fall under the scrutiny of this enforcement entity. But starting July 1, that person that texted in probably is right. Yeah, I mean, we could be back to how we were years ago, where certainly athletes were paid secretly under the table, whatever vocabulary you want to use to get money to them.
Even at that, Ross, I'm thinking about the NIL thing, and it's so subjective. What's a legitimate NIL thing? I mean, you're looking at basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but bang for your buck for your advertising, right? So who's to say if a second-string defensive tackle, a Bill Depth, is really worth $100,000 to push Joe's lawn cutting service, but... Right? I mean, am I missing something here or not?
Yeah. Well, I think the new clearinghouse, this new enforcement entity that's supposed to determine if NIL deals outside of the school are real or not, certainly has some legal issues. I think many lawyers would say that it won't stand up to the legal test, that if it rejects deals by businesses, boosters, brands, because they're not, you know, fair market value, or they're not in the quote compensation range that they deem it to be, then there'll be lawsuits. There'll be more lawsuits. And I think that's probably what we're looking at, is that
as soon as
the deals are rejected, there'll be legal challenges.
Who's to tell me how I want to spend my advertising dollar, right? And I say that tongue in cheek, but legally, I mean, it's true.
That's right. Yeah. And the clearinghouse is run by Deloitte. The NCAA and the power conferences have hired Deloitte to run this clearinghouse. They've come up with these fair market value and compensation range concepts. But, you know, they seem to be confident in it, but many people are not and believe that it will not stand up to the legal smell test.
Well, in that case, Ross, I would only respond with my one word West Bank legal phrase, which is, bra. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ross Dellinger about LSU. We'll specifically talk about where LSU is getting the money and how they're going to break it up in-house after the House settlement. Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior writer. It's a mess. It's going to be a mess. And that's the world we live in. Talking about LSU and NIL and House settlement and more, 9:43. A little bit late. Time for traffic on WWL. 9:50, 10 till 10. Quickly back to Ross Dellinger, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about LSU and NIL and front loading and all that stuff. Ross, we only have a couple of minutes left. I hope you come back because we could talk about this for 8 hours. It's so complicated. How does LSU intend to split up the money in-house as it relates to different sports?
Yeah, it's a great question. Schools are doing it all fairly similarly. They're using the back damage formula, what plaintiffs' lawyers are, how they're splitting the back damage pay in the House settlement going forward. So about 75% of the $20.5 million will be spent on football, about 15% of men's basketball, and about 10% split among the other sports, probably leading with women's basketball. So that's how, and that's Scott Woodward, the LSU athletic director, said that's about how he plans to spend LSU's $20.5 million in the year one, which would equate about to around $14 million for the football roster, and about probably $3 million for basketball, men's basketball, and then so on. You know, probably around $1 million or so for women's basketball, and then the other 5% is kind of left to be dispersed among the other sports. And LSU will add more scholarships. You know, as part of the House settlement, you can scholarship an entire roster now. And so LSU will add more scholarships. I'd imagine there'll be a lot more scholarships added to things like baseball, you know, at LSU.
Who are some of the bigger contributors to all of this for LSU?
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of
money.
Donor money, right, to do this stuff. Yeah, and
lots of money.
Yes, and it will continue. You know, the front-loading aspect of it was very important. The way LSU fundraised all this money early on, which was Brian Kelly and the general manager, Austin Thomas, getting out and raising money with donors, right? And it was a handful of 3 to 5 donors, some of them very much known, like Todd Graves of the Canes, Raising Canes, and Gordon McKernan of the McKernan Law Firm there in Baton Rouge. And then some others who aren't as known, right? And like Holden Spate, who lives in San Francisco, but is a big LSU fan and a Baton Rouge native and kind of a private equity guy. He certainly donated his fair share. And Pepper Rutland, who owns, I think, the largest in America equipment manufacturing, equipment tools company. And so they've all donated probably 7 figures, you know, in this latest campaign.
Just amongst the SEC, because we only have a second left here, who's winning when it comes to all of this front loading and everything else? Football, specifically football, who's winning, if you had to say?
I think that, you know, Tennessee and the University of Texas and probably Texas A&M are toward the top when it comes to their football NIL type of budget. If you look at the last several years, you know, they're probably anywhere from 15 to 20 million for their football roster. You know, I think in the new red share era, they'll probably be out front when it comes to devising ways to exceed the cap by finding authentic, real, you know, NIL deals for players.
It's going to be a mess. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior writer, who's, boy, got to have a staff to keep track of all of this. I can't even imagine beginning to track all of this. 9:54, 6 till 10, quick break, then we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.